Kerry, the first championship win of the season. Scarborough's done it again.
Yeah, it seems to be a good hunting ground for us. You know, over there. Since I've started playing here, we've had an excellent record here, and I thought in this game we were outstanding from start to finish.
It was a day of patience, wasn't it, required? The Leicestershire lads fought hard.
Yeah, look, I mean, you know, I said to the lads that, you know, this is professional cricket. You know, teams like that's not just going to lay down and die both innings, and I knew that they'd get a couple of partnerships together, but what really pleased me today is when they did get them partnerships, we still managed to squeeze the game. It never quite got out of our grasp, and I knew if we got one wicket we could go through them quite quickly.
And it was a little burst there, wasn't it? Mag's got that terrific caught and bowled, City gets 2-2 and you're right back in control.
Yeah, it just happened so quickly. You know, Mags has seemed to be a luck charm in this game. He's had an excellent game under pressure as well. And then City came, and if he bowls like that, you know, he's unplayable at times. So, excellent little burst got us back in the game.
Going right back to the start at 33-3. It wasn't looking good at the start, was it? And then you and Johnny Bairstow played very well together.
Yeah, I know. Me and Johnny, we always seem to play well in them situations. You know, I think I'm a better player when I come in at 30-2, 30-3. And I know Johnny is. We're both fighters, and we thrive under that sort of pressure situation.
You don't want to make a habit of that, though, do you?
Not really. It'd be nice to get a few big opening stands, but you know, them situations do happen. And I thought me and Blue played really well to get us back in the game. And then, you know, Mags came in and pushed us on to 450, and from there on, you know, you've always got a chance.
I know you've been talking about, you know, wanting some time in the middle and feeling good, but that's as well as I've seen you play for a long time.
Yeah, I've felt as the season's gone on, I've started to really hit my straps now. You know, I felt all along that my feet have been moving well, but I just haven't had the time in the middle, and I've had a few unlucky dismissals as well. You know, just when I've sort of started to get going, I've found ways to get out. So I really tried to watch hard. The disappointing thing, I didn't get 100, you know, I got 80, played really well, chased a wide one, so I was pretty disappointed with that. But, you know, the main thing is the team has won the game.
And to get 447 on the board gets you into control of the game, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think over the last few games, the Essex game and this game, we've driven the game, and that's the main thing. You know, big first innings totals get your wins in Championship cricket, and guys getting 180 give you a great chance of winning the game.
And then to bowl Leicestershire out for 116, Steve Patterson hit his straps, Anthony McGrath, as you said, bowled very well as well.
Yeah, it seems to be the, no disrespect to Pato, but the slower sort of bowlers at this time of the year have done the damage around on the circuit. So I knew if we'd have put the ball in good areas consistently enough, we'd have bowled them out cheaply. I didn't quite expect us to bowl them out for 116, but you know, I thought the lads stuck to the task really well throughout the follow-on as well and put the ball in good areas.
His career best match figures for Steve Patterson, 8 wickets in the game. I remember him walking off here with a 5 for a couple of years ago. He's done it again.
Yeah, he has. He's done really well at Scarborough. And, you know, I know he was disappointed not to play the first game of the season. There's other lads as well waiting in the wings, people like Livy, Azeem Rafiq, who also be, you know, wanting to chomping at the bit. So, you know, I keep telling the lads it's very much a squad game throughout the season, and we're going to need everyone. And just like Pato's done, come in and done a great job match-winning performances.
Does that take the pressure off a little bit, getting your first win, or is it still obviously need to keep your foot down?
Yeah, I think now, I've said to the lads that if we get one win, we've got to go on and make a habit of it and get on a roll now. And, you know, with Gloucester coming up next week in Championship cricket, I think we can go there and win as well.
I guess the only thing you'd want from Scarborough, if coming back here again, obviously want the win again, but for them to turn the heating up a bit.
Yeah, it's been bloody cold throughout the week, you know, it's not ideal for the lads having their hands in the pockets and having woolly hats on for 4 days. But, you know, no one's really complained about it. They just got the head down and got the job done.
We're back to Headingley tomorrow, and CB40 mode, that competition starts. How important is that?
Yeah, it's another trophy there to be won and another game for us to keep the momentum that we've gained out of this game. So, yeah, it's, you know, really important for us. We've got to turn up tomorrow and make sure that we're switched on and we're not slacking just because we've won this.
Different format, but very used to the opposition.
Yeah, third time we've played them in 4 weeks or something. We seem to know them really well, and then we've got them again, I think, later in the season. I think that's it for Kent this year.
Very well done.
Cheers.
Thanks, mate.